Hayden Henry didn't usually get caught up in romantic or fanciful thoughts, but watching her best friend dance with her groom forced her to admit true love was indeed possible. For others, not for her. She'd tried twice, given a relationship everything she had twice, gotten her heart annihilated twice. And that didn't stop her from being over-the-moon happy for Sierra and Cole. They were perfect for each other, and their late January wedding and reception had turned out to be a joyous, undeniable celebration of two souls who were meant to be together. The Honeysuckle Inn, an adorable venue an hour south of Nashville, provided the ideal combination of historical beauty and intimate coziness to enhance their big day. After finishing the ice water she'd picked up at the bar, Hayden made her way over to two of her fellow bridesmaids, Mackenzie and Kennedy, whose eyes were also locked on the newlyweds.
"Oh, they make it look easy," Hayden said. "I'm so happy for my little sister," Kennedy said, and Hayden did a double take when she noticed tears welling in Kennedy's eyes.
"Happy tears?" Hayden asked in shock, because Sierra's older sister had never been one to display her emotions willingly.
"Pregnant tears. Damn it, I'm ready for this baby to be here."
She laughed as a single drop cascaded down her cheek.
"You're getting close, but still too early," Mackenzie said warmly, her eyes lit up. "Less than 2 months?"
"March 11th, eternity."
Kennedy wiped her eyes, then settled her hands on her belly. Hayden checked the urge to touch Kennedy's belly, at the same time she checked the envy that surged through her.
"Foolish girl. Babies are for other people, too."
Her hormones had been playing games lately, making her think she wanted a baby, ignoring logic. Logic said it took two people to make a baby for a reason, particularly because babies and kids were a lot of work, and it was best to share that with another human. Did people raise kids on their own all the time? Sure. Look at Eliza with Calvin. That woman was a shero for sure. But Hayden's life was overflowing as it was. Most days she could barely handle her beloved double workload, and she couldn't fathom having a baby on top of that. She'd make do with spoiling her friends' babies, Kennedy's in a few weeks and Lena's now, as often as she could. It wouldn't be long before there were others, what with all the weddings and engagements in her circle. They were at that age where people added to their lives, hooked up with a happily ever after, then went forth and made babies. As the bride and groom's first dance wound down, Hayden yanked herself out of her musings and returned her gaze to the lovely couple on the dance floor, not having to fake her smile. The clinking of silverware on glasses began in earnest, and Cole had his lips on Sierra's almost instantly, making the crowd laugh. Hayden snapped to attention and scanned the room for her dance partner for the upcoming bridal party dance. Her heart rate kicked up at the mere thought of Zane North, and then she spotted him across the way and sucked in a breath, literally gasped. Everything in her that was female stood at attention, because he was that delectable. He made eye contact from the other side of the dance floor, and she swore the impact of those eyes on hers made her shaky inside. And he was still a good 40 feet away, for God's sake. Pasting a laid-back smile on her face, she started toward the dance floor to meet him halfway, keeping her eyes on him, fighting to tamp down her shakiness. This wasn't like her at all. She wasn't shy around men, didn't hesitate to flirt with the hottest one in a room, did not physically react like this, ever. Except to Zane. She'd had the same reaction when she'd first laid eyes on him at Mackenzie and Drake's wedding last fall in Malta. Then again last night at the rehearsal dinner at Gabe's vacation home here on Dragonfly Lake. It had been an informal affair, a buffet-style barbecue instead of round tables of eight, where she would have been assigned to sit right next to him. She'd been relieved and disappointed at the same time, because something about Zane North set her off kilter.